This is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1.
And this is Bob Fitrakis laying back today, not fighting back, but that's good because in the studio, legendary local artist Malcolm J. Looking quite dapper and a militant with a beret on. But Malcolm, why don't you explain to the listeners a little about your background?
Oh, didn't know we was going to hit on that run. But anyway. Wow. Well, background. From Cleveland, Ohio. On the lake.
Did you go to art school?
No, I didn't go to art school. I just hung out a lot of schools that wanted art done.
You weren't one of those graffiti artists, were you?
No. I just had a wild imagination, and people kind of dug it.
Cool.
A lot of my teachers dug my art. Say you had a hell of imagination, you know, and they employed me to do a lot of projects in grade school and up to back then they were called junior high school.
So it was just Malcolm's imagination running away with him. So, what are you doing now? How would you describe your art?
Well, quite diverse. You got some of my art in your home.
I do.
How about that? It's like a gallery going on there.
Yeah, some of it I put in with some Dolly prints, and and then some I have in a room actually, which are with drawings of houses. Almost architectural sketches, and you got at least three of them in there. Totally different types of art. It's almost like there's a dualism there. One is very, very realistic and detailed sketches, places like the Short North. The other one is, your imagination running wild.
I've noticed that your art addresses a lot of provocative subjects, political subjects, and gives a voice to people who are otherwise sometimes silenced in our society.
Yes. Yes. Ask me where it comes from. It just all my art is mostly, especially on the social or political, it's just spontaneous impulse, would you say? And just doodling around, having fun, you know. I really enjoy doing it. I mean, it just adds some light to what's happening in the world, and you know, and somewhat experiencing not particular my, you know, life, but other people's lives. You know, my art is just it's just fun. You know, it's not to attack anyone. Personally, I cover different grounds, you know, and it's just about doing them, you know.
Where can people see your art? I mean, other than coming to the Second Saturday Salon and checking out the Yellow Room there, but you've got any shows going on right now?
Yeah, currently I frequent in the Short North, German Village, part of, I'm a member of the German Village Art League. Currently they have a show going on at, in the Brewery District. It's 831 Gallery, and it's part of, it's a dual combined clay space. They do a lot of pottery and crafts. That's 831 South Front Street. You can reach it off of South High in the Brewery District. Also currently, and that runs till the end of this month, also at the main library, the Carnegie Gallery on the second floor.
The public library?
Yes.
Great.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Let me see. German, in Short North at the 1195. 5 North High Street near 5th, West 5th and North 5th crossover. Mm-hmm. Trevana's Coffee House.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's great. That's good.
And it's currently, too, at Also Goods. This is a new gallery setup. That's 2575 North High Street near Hudson and High, right on the corner of Hudson and High. That's till the end of this month, but since this is a holiday, they request that you call for appointment, and the phone number is 614-725-1975.
Cool.
And, whoa, is there anything else happening? I think that's a mouthful right there. Yeah.
Now, do the shows have distinct styles of your art, or are they pretty similar?
Yeah, well, it's like I said earlier, my art is diverse, so each place has its own little format, you know. Yeah, I have some criteria kind of art, you know.
Here's a question. Which type of art do you think you're most successful at? I mean, personally, it gives you satisfaction.
Wow, that's a tough one, because when I first started doing art, I was doing a lot of illustration on social themes. And when I set foot out in the short North peddling my art out on the street, that wasn't received so welcomely, you know. So I had to kind of fit in with the criteria of the art in that area. I changed up and did a lot of scenic cityscape art, and it was received well then, you know.
So now you're making a suggestion that's more popular or fitting in, but was it as satisfying?
I like my social contents better. I do. I really love it all, but being able to express your art in ways, you know, that speaks volumes of, you know, what's really going on. You know, that's what I get a big thrill out doing most. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds very American, right? Our artists are supposed to reflect what's going on in our society.
No.
Would you mind talking about one of your pieces, one of your political pieces, like what's going on? I know that there was one that I really liked. Mm-hmm. It was a trash can, and a police officer had his flashlight shining into the trash can, looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it, there was like a couple living in the trash can,
right?
And there's a mouse couple that they had evicted,
yeah,
so that they could live there.
Well, that was titled that's titled Ah Rats.
Yeah,
Ah Rats. It's just it's part humorous and part serious too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the nature of life, especially now with a lot of the way the economy is, and a lot of people are thrust out of their homes. Yeah. And
we have a lot of foreclosures,
right, and they're looking for any kind of shelter, so mm-hmm. they seeked any shelter they could find. They mm-hmm. found a garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was formerly preoccupied by mm-hmm. the rat family.
Yeah.
And the rat family was like put out in the cold, and it's very, very, very serious. And like I say, I threw a little humor in there too.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a popular piece of mine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like that one.
I know.
So was there any suggestion there between Iraq and Arat? Maybe they were living in a dumpster because we spent $3 trillion. Do you touch on those political themes? War, hatred?
Yeah, I've done political illustrations for the street speech. They asked me to do several illustration pieces for them, and I put a serious note in it, but I tried to put a little humor, a little spice to it, you know, because this is where we all should be in our, you know, serious mode, but we should have a playful mode to not some things should be taken real serious, but other things should be taken lightly and not so personal too, you know. So I have a dual kind of you know, thing with my art, you know, concept, you know.
Which of your art sells the best, though?
Okay, we're going back to that one. I think my drawings of cityscape buildings, and I got a show coming up at the Fresh Air Gallery, that's downtown,
yeah,
Columbus, and that's coming up in May and ends late June, the end of June, and I'm going to concentrate on doing more of cityscape.
That's great. You know, uh-huh. I bet a lot of people really love to see a local artist,
mm-hmm,
you know, from here doing cityscapes of Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think it ultimately would be, it seems like the people with the money to buy the cityscapes don't want to see the political reality of evictions and foreclosures, but I mean, you've been around Columbus. You know, some neighborhoods are rough. It seems inevitably you're going to have to cross those two styles, you know, where you become a realist and here's the cityscape, but look what's really going on.
Right. Well, my theme of this show in May is going to be titled "City Jewels." And I'm going to do a combo of the well to do areas and the not so good areas, you know, what's hurting, you know.
So do you have some neighborhoods or some buildings in mind already?
Yes.
What would be a city jewel?
A city jewel was something like a, you remember I've shown you that piece of Schiller, mm-hmm, the statue of Schiller.
Right.
Now I'm going, I've done Lincoln Goodale statue too, and I'm going to seek some more statues. And what I plan to do is, a lot of artists have just draw up or paint up the image and not have anything go around it, you know. They might have a few birds, but I want people being active and at play, or, you know, picnic, you know, joyful, or celebration, festive kind of, you know, atmosphere, you know. Because you remember seeing that at Short North Tavern I brought in one time?
Sure, yeah.
A lot of people really were captivated.
Yeah, very, very well done, yeah.
Thank you.
Would something like the standard jewels, like the Leveque Towers, does that appeal to you at all to draw sort of... I mean, because when you look at the Leveque Tower, when I first saw it, it's sort of like a young skyscraper, Art Deco, ran away from New York and was trying to hide out in Columbus, but everyone knew it was from New York because it didn't look like anything else
good.
In the city.
Yeah.
It actually looks good.
Yeah.
Pay
yeah,
no attention does. To me. I ran away from New York.
That's interesting. Yeah, I definitely will single out spots like that. And like I said, I want to have activity going around, you know. But I must say that you had asked me from the outset what's going on with Malcolm right now. I've just concluded a book illustration I've done for a young college student out of OSU. I'm going to give mm-hmm. her the plug if I can.
Yeah, sure. Please.
The title of the book will be Four Seasons. And I did on the cover four illustration pieces of four seasons of spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Do you have any buckeye trees in there?
Buckeye
trees.
I'm sorry, I forgot. It was based in the hills, so I couldn't put the buckeye.
Now that's a standard theme in art.
It sounds good.
And a lot of times you'll see sort of, you know, the fall harvest, and there'll be sort of a semi-clad woman and bounty everywhere, you know, grapes and squashes. Or you'll see, you know, winter, you know, somebody in despair, with the light gone. Are you doing stuff along that theme?
The gentleman who wrote the book, his name is Sean Plaskett, and he orchestrated me to do certain things on it, but he told me I can ad lib, you know, and I was real honored for him to tell me about you know, I can go ahead and, you know, add my little fixture to it or concept to it. And the book, okay, let me tell you, the book will be out early next year, which is around the corner.
Well, that sounds great. In the studio, we have Malcolm A. Malcolm J.
Malcolm A.
Malcolm
J. A.
All right, we were joking about this before the recording. But yeah, we have Malcolm J. in the studio. This is Fight Back with Bob Fetrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1. And we're halfway through the show.
All right. Malcolm A., okay.
Sorry about that. I think it's because we were joking about it before.
But Malcolm J., I mean, is Malcolm J. your real name?
Oh, no, it's not. Well, part of it is. My real full name is Kevin Malcolm Jones, so that's close.
That's
close enough.
Yeah.
That sounds like a child of the 60s.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So when you go by Malcolm J., is there a political statement there?
No, it's not. It's just a little flair. It sounds, people say it sounds like an artist's name, so okay. Hey, you know, sounds real cool.
It's not like Malcolm 2J.
It's my alter ego.
Ego.
Yeah.
Okay, and your alter ego, on the one hand, is very successful and does these incredible cityscapes. On the other hand, I knew you originally as doing provocative political stuff.
Right.
And now you want to do these city gems, but you want activity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel you're evolving? And if so, what's directing you? Where you head?
Yeah, well, and I love the Four Seasons idea, too. I think that sounds just like a beautiful theme, and that you could really you know, do a lot with that in different, you know, different mm-hmm. ways. I yeah. think that sounds like great.
It's based, the book is based on poems.
Yeah, and, great.
Yes, it really is. I would encourage people to look out for the book that's coming out.
Yeah, well, let's ask about another P word, because you're actually really good at portraits. I mean, your all sketches right. of, you know, well-known people. Jim Tressel, for one. Obama.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's, yeah, I have the Obama portrait.
Yeah, when you look at him, you go, yeah, very, very lifelike.
I mean, you
have a way to capture people, which is difficult to do, and it's very good art.
Thanks. I just done a commission art piece for a gentleman who works for AEP, and he did he was part of class of what's the senator? Senator Ray Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to give he graduated from that class he had, and he wanted to give Ray Miller a parting gift. Well, holiday parting gift, and I did a piece with him, with Ray Miller and the class that graduated, and I did it in a way. I did it in my way, and the person whose name is Rodney Williams. He's well pleased with it, and he didn't expect all that what I put into the picture, so I am well pleased that I can be diverse with my art and add a special flavor to it, you know, add some flavor to it. Yeah.
I mean, what did you add to this?
Well, originally, he wanted it just black and white, a pencil kind of drawing.
Right.
But I said, well, I want the center to be kind of blown away. All right. So I added like a rainbow. It was kind of like an abstract kind mm-hmm. of background to it, and just added my own spices to it, and like I say, I sometimes surprise myself, you know.
Well, that has do you know if the Senator Ray Miller, who is leaving office,
yes.
Term limits, has he seen it? Do you know?
He hasn't seen it yet, because I just gave Mr. Rodney Williams the photo, and but he hopes to give it to him before Christmas.
Again, that's interesting. Senator Miller is a great promoter of mm-hmm. black history, mm-hmm. black artists, mm-hmm. Black cultural advancements, and probably his lasting legacy to this state is his resurrection of black history and its incorporation
mm-hmm.
embedded into the fabric of the state capital
mm-hmm.
And our curriculum in this state. So, interesting.
Yeah, He'll be. I think he'll be quite pleased with the portrait. You know, I think so. I met him on occasion, and we talked about doing some projects, but it didn't ever.
Well, he may have more time on his hands.
You're right. He might.
And he runs a nonprofit. So.
Yeah.
So when you do a portrait, do you work from photographs, or do you have a person sit for the portrait,
mainly,
or like a combination?
Mainly from portraits, because a lot of people just don't want or don't have the time to sit for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I if they do request a sit down session, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Now, the mediums you use, I mean, you don't do oil traditionally.
No, I only do oil if it's a mixed medium, you know,
Mm-hmm.
But oil takes a lot of time to dry, and it's somewhat, It's somewhat is a drag to me. Yeah, you know.
So, what do you prefer? I mean, it looks like you get the art pencils out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Pencil,
I see
pencil.
A lot of sketch, black and white, kind of the picture of Obama that I have. It's like a charcoal drawing, and it's kind of like a black and white photograph.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the pencils, graphite, charcoals, soft color pastels, occasionally ink. You have an ink drawing of West 5th and North High Street. Occasionally watercolor and acrylic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not worried about working in ink? I mean, that seems pretty permanent. Now, in some ways, you're sight impaired, aren't you? And you're doing these detailed drawings. How does that fit into it?
Hey, I just go with what I feel, man. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't fit mainstream too much. You know, I'm a maverick. I roll with my own.
He's a maverick, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Maverick artist, that's what I am, you know. And I feel all right being, you know, different in a sense, you know.
You know. Okay, we got about 5 minutes here, Malcolm. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners about your art or how they can get a hold of you or where they can see this? And who knows, you see it like myself, you might end up buying it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just like the public to know that I do belong in a circle. You know, I do belong. I've accomplished a great deal with my art, and might be the unconventional way. I started off as a street artist, and I have no shame about it. And a lot of opportunity came my way. And
and what do you mean by street art? You weren't one of those guys that hustled people and say, just sit down, I'll draw you a quick portrait. were you one of those guys?
No. I was just a guy who met a fellow street artist on High Street. And I hung out with him. And I just wanted to be a part of the scene. And I know it wasn't a lot of street artists, and it's still not a lot of street artists in Columbus, opposed to a lot of other cities. And I think, you know, I think I've started a trend where there's a lot of more street performers in the short north, especially in Gallery Hop. And I think me and my street artist friend that I met, we started that, you know.
It's we have Malcolm Jay here, Columbus-based folk artist or street artist, telling us about his political drawings and cityscapes. Mm-hmm. And
website is Malcolm J. Art Mix dot Mosaic Globe .com. My email address is Malcolm J. Art .com.
It's been wonderful to have you as a guest on our show. This has been Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
Peace.
Peace.